A mixed day in the markets overall on Wednesday. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us for our market wrap-up, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, taking a look at things. Let's start with the outside markets. The Federal Reserve wrapping up their two-day meeting here this afternoon, leaving interest rates unchanged as expected. Looking through some of the notes that have been rolling out here so far, it seems like most of it is status quo, at least from what I am seeing, Arlen.
Pretty much as expected. We did see a little initial rally in the stock market as the report came out. I think what they're really waiting for is Fed Chair Jerome Powell's press conference coming up at a little bit later this afternoon to hear him go into more detail that's less scripted, so to speak, and sometimes gives the opportunity to learn a little bit more of the thinking of the Federal Reserve and how they may respond going forward. But overall, as expected, that the Fed simply doesn't have the data that it's looking for to make a decision on a change in its rate. And so therefore, it's going to kick the can down the road a little bit further.
Looking at the grain and oilseed trade, early in the day, it was talk of U.S.-China discussions maybe giving a little bit of support along with maybe just a technical bounce, it felt like. But here we are finishing up the day Wednesday, just kind of mixed and really feeling somewhat rudderless, I would say, in the grain trade.
Yeah, the weakness is on the front end for both corn and soybeans, indicating maybe some fund liquidation in there. Probably the strength overnight was as much about bouncing off of technical support on the charts as it was the news about China and the United States starting to talk. What worries me is that the corn market kind of tested key support at the 450 area for the July contract on the charts. That gives us a triple bottom. Historically, triple bottoms fail more than they hold. And so I think that's a real concern going forward as we look at trade the rest of the week is can July hold that 450 level?
I know you mentioned this in your midday comments. China did buy some cargoes of soybeans last week, but it was a smaller amount than what we would normally see this time of year.
About 15 cargoes purchased. It's about half of what we might normally expect. And most of them appear to be Sinograin, which is a state grain buying agency in China, purchasing from Argentina for their reserve. They can put those soybeans in their reserve and then pull them out later this year after they've emptied the shelves in Brazil during a time when they normally buy from us. Now, they've been doing the same thing from us, not to the same extent, kind of playing the game. USDA estimates that ending stocks on August 31 in China will be about 44 million metric tons. That's nearly two times what China bought from us in the current marketing year, meaning if they wanted to shut us off totally, they could.
Looking at the energy markets as well, I know we got updated ethanol numbers here today, down a little bit in output. Didn't seem like a big move there. Also, the commercial crude oil stocks fell a little bit as well. And you look at crude in particular, I mean, we're down here at low levels, I would say, that $58 a barrel range. And one has to wonder, could we step in and maybe fill some of the strategic petroleum reserve here eventually at some of these price levels?
If I was president, that's what I'd be looking to do, but I'm not president. Of course, he has to have authorization to spend the money, and that's an issue right now. The problem is demand is questionable with the world trade war that we have going on right now. And furthermore, we see that OPEC is increasing production by about 411,000 barrels per day this month. And they've indicated they're going to increase production by a similar amount next month. So OPEC taking market share away from the United States, putting further downward pressure on prices, which ends up shutting down production here in the United States.
How about over in that protein sector? Cattle futures, a bit of a pullback here today. Hogs as well, kind of mixed to lower. But on that cattle front, we did get some early week cash trade, and we still have some asking prices out there. Looks like around 220 in the south, maybe not quite established in the north yet. What are you tracking here as We watch this cattle market, and it seems like traders are really kind of waiting on what this cash trade looks like here this week.
Yes, and the bulk of the cash trade is still yet to go this week. You mentioned that we have seen some trade open up this week, a little bit firmer than last week. But I think what we're seeing is a lot of nerves in the market right now. The funds have big long positions in this market, big ownership. We're up at high levels, so that we're in thin air territory. And we're starting to see some signs that maybe the product market won't be able to keep up with the cash market. And that means tightening margins for packers. It also means softening demand for beef overall at these price levels. So the board's getting nervous. We've been here before, and the demand eventually came through, and we went to then to new higher levels. But at some point, that won't be the case. And each time we reach new levels, those fears start to increase, and that's what we're seeing now.
Arlen, any final thoughts? Anything else you would reiterate to folks here as you're watching midweek market action?
Well, the grain and oil seeds are, and to some extent the livestock markets are looking ahead to Monday's big WASDE report. It's one of the biggest reports of the year, which means it can be full of surprises. At least the risk of a surprise is higher. So there's some caution ahead of that, but that'll set the tone for the year. But we're going to also continue to be vulnerable to headline risk regarding the trade wars that are going on, either positive or negative.
A lot of things to keep an eye on. Of course, that risk of trading futures and options can be substantial. Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX, joining us here on the American Ag Network for our Wednesday market wrap-up. I'm Jesse Allard reporting.